right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I was like, man, this is a great way to kind of, you know, introduce yourself to what premium tobacco is, what that smoking, you know, experience can be like. Kind of walked him through it, and I was like, you know, if you've ever got some time and, you know, you want to sit down and share a stick, man, I'm happy to kind of share also some of the cool background, you know, because
about it
as a you know, born and raised Nashville native, man, I'm big into the hometown team, so it's super cool, and I feel very fortunate to also have been able to spend some time with Ten and John and the guys from Crown Heads and Oz Family, and share something, you know, as local as you can find, you know, yeah, with some new friends.
So what are we gonna put on this one? We're gonna go with a 4.
Yep.
Magnificent.
Well, man, I absolutely love these brands. We got just a little bit, we know we have another segment, but like, I want to take a second. Just what out of these three, man, what are you guys, what's probably your favorite ones?
I'm going to go with the Broadway
Imperial.
Just because, to me, that's a little bit more flavorful, a little bit more, you know, deeper. Yeah. I mean, it's really hard to say because it kind of depends on what mood I'm in and what kind of day.
So I think mine is the next one we're going to be talking about.
Oh, well,
that's definitely mine.
I didn't know that was an option. I thought you meant
the 3. Option.
The 3, yeah.
I know what I said, but you know what I meant.
Yeah. No.
Ben, math matters, but not with Barker.
That's right. Yeah.
That's why you have to wear open-toed shoes at work.
In case I got to count.
To 20.
What do I do after 10?
What do I do? Where do I go?
Oh, wait, I got these steel-toe flip-flops.
That's right. Well, we'll be right back after this, a few messages.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back, folks. We just went over the Fersat from Oz Family Cigars, and we gave it a rating of a 4.
Magnificent.
But I want to go over just a few things real quick. We had mentioned the rebranding of Crown Heads. They had actually sent us some Tennessee Waltz to go over in this episode as well, but we had already done that cigar on one of our previous episodes, which you can go back and listen to in our back catalog online. But Robert was making a question about it. What were you saying?
I was asking if it's a little bit different based on the original blend or if it's a different vitola.
It's not, but right, that's what the packaging makes you think.
Yeah.
Because the new branding in the packaging makes you think it's a new cigar.
Yeah.
Which is funny how that works, right? Marketing 101.
I need to smoke an old one and a new one side by side just to kind of get that out of my head.
Well, good luck finding the old ones.
And I think we've seen it, you know, you see it with other brands too, right? Like they repackage, or the opposite, they do a line extension, and you think because it's from the same company that it's just, you know, a new thing or an old thing in a new package.
Right.
And that's not the case at all. But yeah, man, the power suggestion works every single time. But also cool that, like, you also got to have that experience, right? You also got to step into something that you were like, I think I know what this is. And then because your mindset had changed just that little bit, because it's in a new wrapper, because it has some new branding on it, you probably picked up something that you didn't pick up before.
Right.
Or maybe just paid a little bit more attention.
Right.
That could be it too.
So another thing people don't realize is Tennessee Waltz is part of a 4-part series.
Yep.
You guys remember that?
Yellow Rose,
the Tennessee
of Texas.
Foxtrot,
the Tennessee Waltz, the Tennessee Waltz.
Oh, just thought
that. The Yellow Rose from Texas, which you can only get in Texas exclusive, and you got the Ohio Buckeye, which is from Ohio, and then the Hawaii. Which, and remember what all those are for, right? So that's where he met his wife, where she's from, where he's from, and where they got married. And so that's a little fun fact for you.
Awesome.
Fun fact for you today, folks.
Awesome.
But let's go over the Caratoba. Robert, why don't you tell us about the Caratoba?
The Caratoba.
Oz Family Cigars.
Yes. The Caratoba uses an Ecuadorian Sumatra seed wrapper over a Nicaraguan binder and fillers from the Dominican Republic and Nicaragua. As it has done with other lines before, Oz Family Cigars created the word Caratoba by combining two words together. Cara is the Turkish word for black and dark, like the heart of my first wife.
Ooh.
Yikes.
Sick burn.
While Toba refers to Indonesia's Lake Toba, the largest volcanic lake in the world. While Crown Heads and Oz Family Cigars are two separate companies, they share a lot of connections. The company uses the same sales force and warehouse. Furthermore, Tim Osner, founder of Oz Family Cigars, has been a longtime partner with Crown Heads. Mike Conder retired from Crown Heads as Crown Heads CEO, and the role was taken over by Tim. In addition, Osner bought Conder's shares. Many people involved, including Huber, Osner, and other staff, worked at CEO as founded by Tim's father, Jano. So this is offered in four vitolas: the Robusto 5x52, the Robusto Extra 5.5x55, Gordo 6x60, where's that lube, and Toro 6.5x50.
Girth.
I think we did the Robusto.
We did.
Is that right?
Yes.
The Robusto?
Mm-hmm. I think you're thinking correctly.
I think you're right. All right, guys, what are we going to give this?
This is no question about this.
Everyone puts their fingers up, and then we've all got five fingers.
Mm-hmm. So, I thought Robert had six.
Yeah. Well, he cut it cut off, remember? You didn't hear the conversation.
There's a six. Where's the time for six?
That's right. There's not one yet.
Yeah.
But hey, as you guys know.
Holy grail.
Yes.
As you guys are aware, we go to PCA every year, and we do an episode on that, and it's usually coming up, and it's next month in like 3 weeks, right?
Yes.
So 3 weeks from when we're recording this episode will probably come out while we're there or the following weeks, but I want to tell you guys a little bit about what they're set to introduce out there. So Crown Heads is set to introduce their Moonflower, which is a new regular production line that marks its significant milestone for the brand and its longstanding partnership with My Father Cigars. The release will make its global debut at the PCA Trade Show 2026 in New Orleans, representing the first all-new regular production brand Crown Heads has developed with My Father's in more than a decade. A milestone collaboration over the years, Crown Heads and the Garcia family at My Father Cigars have collaborated on some of the brand's most recognizable releases. Moonflower continues that relationship while signaling a new chapter, one that blends familiarity with fresh direction for the portfolio. And I think this has a lot, you know, with rebranding. This is an excellent push on that. So it's a Nicaraguan Puro with layered complexity. Moonflower is built as a Nicaraguan Puro, incorporating tobaccos from multiple grown regions to create a balanced and evolving profile. The blend features a dark Corojo wrapper supported by the double binder from Esteli and Jalapa, along with fillers sourced from Esteli, Jalapa, and Condega. Together, these components are designed to deliver a cigar that opens with more assertive profile before transitioning into a layered experience. It says, flavor-wise, the cigar begins with notes of white pepper and spice, gradually developing into creamy, cedar, and nutty notes, before finishing with a clean, slightly mint-like character. Overall, profile is positioned in the medium plus range, offering both strength and balance. You'll have to catch our full review and rating on our Instagram channel. It was just timing thing when we recorded this and when the product will be released. It'll be offered in Robusto, Toro, and Corona Gorda. I actually smoked this cigar last week at their office with them.
Nobody cares, dude.
Aren't you special?
You're the only one. Oz Family's also dropping a couple of new joints at PCA.
Yes, they are.
Some World Cup editions.
Yep.
And then Marcana, which is inspired by the soccer stadium in Rio de Janeiro. So I got some heat coming from them at PCA too, which is awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. But it was fantastic, and it will be a very good addition to their core line.
I'm really looking forward to that Corona Gorda for sure.
Yeah. So obviously, which cigar stood out to most of you guys? Caratoba?
Caratoba. 100%.
Yeah. And that was one of the cigars from last year's Best of, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't heard our Best of episode, you need to go back to our back catalog again and listen to that online. We go over about 20 different cigars that episode. Is that right?
Yeah.
Or exactly.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. What did you guys like about this lineup?
Everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No notes.
No notes. Mm. Just consistency, right?
Yeah.
Well, I definitely, want to thank you guys for coming out today. It's a lot to do this episodes. So I want to make sure that we take time and appreciate one another.
Well, I think it's also
love you guys.
Important to mention that, like, even though this is a hometown brand for us,
mm-hmm.
And their cigars got great ratings, it's not only because they're the hometown team. These cigars absolutely rock.
I'd like to give a good thanks to good old boy Benjamin for your time today.
Thanks for having me, Coach.
And good old boy Rich.
Just glad to be here.
And good old boy Robert.
Thanks for bringing up memories of my ex-wife.
That's right. That's right.
You brought those up, dude. We didn't have nothing to do with that.
I would say, Mike, thanks for the ones and twos, but, he kind of does what he wants to do over there.
Banned once again.
But, yeah, this is good old boy Barger telling you, hey, if you like what we're doing, go check out our back catalog online. And give us a like and follow on our Instagram page. We got a bunch of stuff coming out. We do live interviews at PCA in April. So just be on the lookout for that.
Check our Instagrams.
Check our Instagrams, Facebooks. Our Facebooks.
Send us a letter.
That's right. Send us a letter with a cigar in it. That's right. And then, just keep on smoking. No matter what it is, just keep on smoking and have a good time.
Yeah, let us know what you think of these, because obviously we're all on the same team here.
That's right.
We want to hear from you.
Same team. See you later, folks.
Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsandSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the dude in the basement studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air. Thank you.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, online at cjsf.ca. Broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Home of McFog the Dog.
Дочку вже трошки відпочити. А зозуля все пита, чи любиш парубка? Кохання
ти пола, просі чувала, ниточки пряла, полотно ткала, шила сорочку, ніче шивала. У садочку вже трошки відпочити.
Немає нічого.